Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Working from home is becoming the new normal in this COVID-19 environment, and many experts believe it will continue to be the new normal moving forward. Remote work was very rare a decade ago, and working from home was usually only available as a special arrangement to accommodate families in specific cases. However, teleconferencing and telework technology have advanced to the point where some businesses thrive with completely remote teams. In fact, it's not uncommon for businesses to allow their employees to work from home once or twice a week. But as businesses and individuals are finding out, working from home is not so easy when it comes to a technology standpoint, when the majority does not have their own IT department at home. Mr. Eric Knight is the founder and CEO of SimpleWAN. He is a foremost expert in the field of cybersecurity, having over 20 years of experience in securing businesses from cyber hacks and identity theft. And due to his leadership, SimpleWAN is now recognized globally as an affordable defense system for businesses so that IT specialists can track real-time statistics, network health, such as temperature, traffic, latency, link connectivity, and more on all their devices from the dashboard and respond to threats immediately. Here today to tell us more about this latest product and how you can secure your network at home right now is Mr. Eric Knight himself. Eric, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, Eric, thank you for having me today.
Our pleasure. Certainly timely information, and sounds like you have an awesome product. So let's get right into things here today. So tell us, what is SimpleWAN, and give us a brief overview of your background to kick things off here today.
Absolutely. So SimpleWAN is a technology that we've been doing for offices for about 5 years. And I mean, your description pretty much nailed it, which is, I mean, it's everything's about performance, being able to diagnose stuff when things go wrong, and then, of course, the cybersecurity aspect, which overshadows everything else that's out there. And so, you know, our background is the founders here have had a bunch of previous technology companies. And through those experiences, it seems like everything that you invent or, you know, that you do, like putting phones on the internet or, you know, devices like doorbells or security systems, it always seems like the problems that break those type of technologies, it's always the underlying network. It's always that technology. And then it's super impossible to diagnose it or correct it or even figure out what the problem is. So most people are like, oh, my internet's, you know, not working today or not working well, or my computer's not working well today. And in reality, that's not the case. And it's the underlining framework and the roadwork, we'll say, that powers all of that cool stuff that we have that rides on the internet. And so that's been our background. You know, of course, everything's very security focused, and we've been focused on doing this for branch enterprises, so multi-location, those stores that you walk into, for the last 5 years. But obviously, it looks like things are changing out in the landscape.
It sounds like you're keeping up to date with the times as well, and thanks for those highlights and background to kick things off here today. Now, you recently released a product called SimpleWAN at Home. If you would, tell us why you decided to develop this new product. Get into some of the details on that as well.
So you may or may not know, but the trends to move people home worker has really taken off over the last 10 years. And obviously with this whole COVID-19 situation, everybody rushed to do so. And while working from home or from a coffee shop a few hours a day seemed to work pretty well, being home full time is a completely different story. I mean, most people don't have the proper Wi-Fi. They don't have the proper wires in their house. They don't have the proper internet connection. It's much, much different than the stuff that they put in offices and businesses. And, you know, now we're doing this full time. And so just not only the function, I mean, if you've ever been on a Zoom call or a Google Meet call and people are freezing and you can't hear them, It's not the software's problem. It's your network is just not designed to do this kind of thing and everybody be doing it full time. And so we just decided, you know, part of the whole thing, this is just going to accelerate that trend. If you look, Facebook has announced, Twitter has announced, I think companies like Nationwide Insurance, like big companies said, hey, this work from home thing seems to be working out pretty well. I don't think we're going to go back. And so some companies will return to the office because they're going to have to. But a lot of other companies are realizing the advantages, the experiences, the things that they're able to do at a lower cost and get more out of their employees by working from home. Now we just have to get the technology bumped up there to support those kind of things. And so we didn't make much of a shift, but it's enough of a shift to where it really works well to enhance and secure the home user's experience for working from home and not running into all those frustrations that I described.
And always a good thing when you're providing a solution, no doubt about that. Now, do you believe that some companies will make working from home more of a permanent solution, even if a post-COVID-19 atmosphere, and provide a few examples of companies that you're aware of that are trending in that direction?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people don't know, but big Fortune 100 companies have already been doing this trend because it saves them a lot of money. The average office worker, so somebody who goes in and uses a cubicle in their office, just air conditioning, office space, desk space, resources, cleaning, like all of that stuff adds up to about $1,500 a month per employee that you house in an office. And that doesn't talk about the technology costs and the cybersecurity costs and things like that. That's just to have them there and have the things that they need there to be there. And so with this whole push, people thought that, oh, well, you couldn't work from home and be productive. And with the new technologies that are out to be able to track applications and, you know, usage and communicate, those fears have really, really kind of gone away. And so all of these big companies that were very resistant to working from home before are going to – they've already announced a lot of them, but they're going to say, hey, you're going to be able to work from home maybe not every day. And a lot of them are saying every day, but maybe 3 or 4 times a week while we rotate people through the office, or maybe 2 days on, 2 days off kind of thing. So it is here to stay, and it's a new trend. And here's the thing is people seem to like it. Not spending 40 minutes in their car each way, each day, not being trapped in a specific location. And plus employers are getting, you know, people are answering their phones at 6, 7 o'clock at night because there's no quote-unquote office hour doors. So far, except for the cybersecurity piece, it all just seems like it's positive.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way, and thanks for your input and insight in those regards. Now, Simple WAN at Home has numerous benefits for a home office. Can you provide some of those benefits to help our listeners understand better there?
Yeah, and so first, we've got a number of patents which prioritize the applications. We were talking about things like Zoom freezing or Google Meet or something like Microsoft Teams, you know, those applications, of course, run over the internet, and they have to have the utmost priority and quality of services and things like that. And so we do that as part of our technology and make sure that they have priority access to the internet and things like that. But also, we found a way to bypass the home internet connections. And through a business-grade 4G connection built into our technology, it's a completely isolated network. And that means that the home user isn't connected to their home network for their business stuff. People don't, you know, a lot of people don't want their businesses on their home network. They don't want them in their routers. They don't want them on those things. But you have to have those kind of things to secure and make these applications work well. And so this is a completely dedicated technology that looks and feels like you're at the office, but it doesn't connect to your home network. It bypasses the residential internet connections. It gets around all the Wi-Fi mess you may have at home. It's really, the idea is to keep your business separate from your home and to keep your business out of your home stuff, like your connected doorbells and thermostats, off of the business network. It's total separation, which you absolutely have to have, and it provides a better experience for the person working so they're not frustrated, and it helps really secure down both sides.
Pretty awesome stuff, I'd say. Today we're joined by Mr. Eric Knight, the founder and CEO of Simple WAN, now recognized globally as an affordable defense system for businesses. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now tell us, Eric, what are some of the concerns we should have while working from home if our network is not secure? Touch on that if you would.
I mean, the obvious is, you know, the businesses are concerned. I mean, if you're doing telemedicine, if you're doing, you know, things that work with credit card numbers, things that work with, you know, social security numbers, anything that has any kind of personal or sensitive data, home networks are just, I mean, people's Wi-Fis are not secure. They're not set up right. Somebody driving down the street could just log onto your network and capture everything that you're doing, even if you have a VPN. Same thing with, you know, unless you have a really expensive enterprise-grade firewall, which nobody does at their house, people can get in from the outside world. They can come in from China. They can come in from Russia. And you would have no idea that that's even happening. I mean, people love to put things like Alexas and, you know, and thermostats and things like that on networks. But who's monitoring that stuff to make sure that it's not touching your business files and not touching your business network? Unfortunately, there's really no supervision. And that's where our technology comes in, is to really provide that separation and that level of protection so that those type of technologies aren't touching things that might be really sensitive, that might get you in some really serious trouble at work or the business itself.
Well, certainly do appreciate what you do in the space and making it available to the public as a great defense against hackers and cybercrime. Always appreciate it. Now, how difficult is this technology to install, one may ask, if you're not very tech savvy? And would a member of your team have to come out to the location to have it installed?
Actually, it's funny you say that. We actually put a video on our website. I did it, as far as how easy it is from unboxing to install. So there is no need from anybody from our team to do it. Literally, the box comes in the mail, and you unpackage it, you plug it into power, you either plug into it or you enter the Wi-Fi password that's on the box, and within 5 minutes, it tests the connection, it sets everything up, and it's all online. I mean, there's no installation, there's no professional required. I mean, anybody can get it up. And the beautiful thing is we're seeing a lot of people right now that have been stuck at home or that are working from home. They want to travel. They want to go someplace with a change of scenery. And literally, you would take this box, which is a fully self-contained business network, and plug it in at your vacation house or your, you know, whether you're on the road, and you have an instant business grade connectivity that's secured, and it pops up anywhere just like it did the first time you unboxed it, and it does all the stuff it's supposed to be doing. So you're not tied to your room or to your house or anything specific like you traditionally are with, you know, these hardened, you know, really expensive technologies that are out there.
Certainly adds a bonus value when it's easy and simple for one to install. That is awesome. Now, looking at the affordability, is this technology affordable for the average business or individual?
Absolutely. I mean, the costs, you know, I won't go into too many details, but the costs are around what you would expect to pay for just a regular business internet connection at a house or something like that. So it's very affordable. It makes sense. I mean, we, of course, encourage businesses to roll it out to all their home workers because it's a huge savings and liability to, you know, to them. Their insurance, you know, will be happy for sure. But at the same time, it's going to get them more productive and more efficient because they're not going to be struggling, fighting with, you know, the call breakups, the dropping, the freezing of the applications. And I don't think a lot of IT departments and business owners know that this is going on with their users. They're not communicating, you know, from their employees, their frustration, because employees really do like working from home and they don't want to rock the boat. But there's no reason you can't secure your business and improve their functionality and, you know, productivity by just taking some proactive measures and fixing some issues that are pretty extreme that we hear about everywhere. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've jumped on a ton of conference calls and group video chats, and, you know, they used to call it video chat bingo, because somebody would, there's like five things that somebody can always say, which is, I can't hear you, I can't see you, is the connection broken, I can't see this app. I mean, those, you're going to waste 10 minutes here, 20 minutes here every time that you're messing around with those kind of things. And in business, we just don't have that kind of time. And so it's about efficiency and even more so security. You can't afford not to do it.
And I think you just answered my question, but I'll go ahead and ask it. Why can one not afford to purchase Simple WAN at home?
Again, if they have one security breach, and we're going to see a lot of them in the news. I mean, watch for the headlines. Everybody rushed to move home because of the whole situation, and you know they cut corners to do that. And by just sending somebody home with a laptop and saying, "Hey, log into this website," if you can get into it remotely, so can anybody else for the most part, with a little bit of effort and time. And they've really got to focus on one data breach is a business owner. Or a business ender, you know, and I'm sorry to say it. If somebody has a data breach and loses that information or has a malware attack and that information gets locked up or whatever it may be in this day and age, it is a business ender. So if you want to gamble your business because you think that your employees' home networks are secure enough to protect your infrastructure and you know what's going on and you feel that it's 100% secure – you know, I've never seen a home network that is set up properly and secure. And so, you know, it's just not worth the risk from a business standpoint. You have to secure your employees. They are your responsibility.
And there's no doubt about it. Certainly cannot afford not to do it. And I can't agree more with you and certainly appreciate what you do through Simple WAN and for joining us here today and introducing your company and the product to the audience. Tell us, where can one go for more information, or how can they contact you if they are interested in your products or services?
They can find out more information on the website, which is www.simplewan.com, and that's simplewan.com. And there's some explainer videos, and if you want to get technical, there's plenty of technical, but if you don't, you just want to unbox something and make it work, that's there too.
Well, Mr. Knight, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Certainly was our pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Eric Knight, the founder and CEO of Simple WAN, now recognized globally as an affordable defense system for businesses so that IT specialists can track real-time statistics, network health such as temperature, traffic, latency, link, connectivity, and more, all on their devices from the dashboard, and respond to threats immediately. And for all the details, visit simplewan.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.